It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners and stand ready to help you meet all of your real estate objectives. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing my special in-studio guest. But first, I want to remind you that we have partnered with some of the most competent companies in the Santa Fe area who can help solve renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home. So just go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and go right to the list of real estate resource companies. I encourage you to give them a call if you need some help at the place that you call home. Now, while at our website, you can also schedule a meeting with me or one of my broker colleagues to discuss your own real estate needs. Again, that web address is www.santafe.realtypartners.com. And as always, we have a lot going on with the show today, so please join us here on All Things Real Estate by dialing Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722, or you can email me, Ray Post, with your questions and comments at rpost@sfrp.com. We like to begin each show with a two-minute segment called The State of the Market. And we have Andrew Hoffman, who is advisor to All Things Real Estate, on the line. Good afternoon, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, last week we mentioned an FHA loan, and I mentioned very briefly that there is a type of FHA loan which I think is particularly relevant today, and it's called the FHA 203K. What it allows you to do in an environment when the banks have pulled back from construction and construction loans, it allows you to purchase a house and to renovate it. And the loan limits are the FHA loan limits. For a single-family residence, it goes to $427,500, and you only need to have 3.5% down. The way it works is you buy a house that needs a major renovation. You do a budget. You do plans and specs. There's a process where you don't have to be you don't have to have a contractor. You can be an owner builder. The project should take no more than 6 months, and you can include your mortgage payments during the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to put together, a package, a viable package. You need to qualify for the loan. But it allows you to either take an existing house and do a major renovation or buy a new house and do a major renovation. And you end up with a good house at a fairly reasonable rate and with relatively little down.
Yeah, so actually this new product offered by FHA is a product that homeowners can quickly and easily tap into for cash to pay for property repairs or improvements,
mm-hmm.
Such as those that, though they don't have to necessarily be identified by a home inspector or an FHA appraiser, those could be a couple of the ways that they actually get the cash, right?
Indeed.
And so the best thing for people to do on this, if I can just do a little commercial for the federal government, is not only to call Andrew Hoffman, and again, you can go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon. It'll take you right to our page of sponsors. Andrew is there prominently. But people can also go to the federal government, can't they, Andrew? Go to www.hud.gov, and they can secure some general information before they call
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. All they would do is a Google search under FHA 203K. There is a complete program description of these 203K program. There are two forms of it, actually. There's a streamline, which goes up to about $35,000, and then a major renovation program,
mm-hmm.
One being a little bit easier in documentation than the other.
I see. Well, as always, Andrew, a font of information. Thank you for your counsel today, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to introduce my special in-studio guest today. Full disclosure, he actually is also a sponsor of the radio show, but more importantly, I have Stephen Etrey, of co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. Stephen is, and the company is an institution here in Santa Fe. They've been around for 26 years. They're well known by lots of people, people who own property, people who are out looking for a consignment gallery to help them with their own disposition of properties, and something that we're going to talk about later on the show within the real estate community as well. So welcome, Stephen Etrey, to the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Ray. It's good to be here.
Very good. Stephen, I think maybe the way we'd like to start this is let you give the listeners a little bit of background. You've been in the business here for 26, but tell everybody why you're here in Santa Fe to begin with, and a little bit more about your own background.
Well, short story is my wife was born and raised here in Santa Fe. We met in college, and she asked me if I'd come back to Santa Fe, and I said, sure, I'll try for a couple years. And 26 years later, I'm still here.
Wow. She's a persuasive woman.
Yeah, well, she's a wonderful person. One of the reasons that I got into into the business I'm in is I have an aunt and uncle on each side of the family that were antique dealers, and I enjoyed being around them and around people that had stories, and the items they had told stories as well. Mm-hmm. So it was something that was exciting for me.
And I should just do a little commercial for you here. I've been to Stephen's, a consignment gallery on a few occasions, but the first time I went there, which was earlier in the summer, I took a tour, and Stephen was kind enough. He had a lot of clients in the gallery, but he took a few minutes to show me around. I was astounded, first of all, at the size of the place, which is a little deceiving from Cerrillos Road. You're located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. But what is it, 11,000?
11,000 square feet showroom space.
And you have everything.
Yeah, it's Santa Fe is a depository of wonderful items and interior items as well as decorative items because people come to Santa Fe from all over the world, mm-hmm. and they bring great stories and great items with them.
Mm-hmm. So your clientele runs the gamut. There is no one-line profile, is there?
No, not really. I mean, we decided early on when we moved from downtown Santa Fe on Guadalupe Street to our current location back in 86, we decided that we would provide a service more in tune to the local market rather than the seasonal tourist market. And what we did is we decided to take quality previous home furnishings. So we handle everything from, top-end leather sofa to Native American and European and American antiques.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a real estate show. Mm-hmm. People are used to talking or listening to me talk to mortgage brokers, to real estate brokers, to people who have questions about their own real estate situation. You run a consignment gallery, so someone out there in the listening audience may be scratching their head. What does Stephen's, a consignment gallery, have to do with real estate? Explain.
All right. Well, I think everybody, whether you're in real estate or not, at some point in their life comes to a point or has a moment of need of moving something that's in their home, whether it's a sofa that no longer works, whether it's a piece of furniture they purchased that just never worked out. Mm-hmm. And there's certain ways of going about disposing or finding a new home for those items. And Stephen's is a place, we've been here for 26 years, we're a place where people can consign items and come to purchase items. And we fill a niche in the marketplace. And what we offer, I think, for the general public, but more in particular, we're talking today for the real estate community, is that we offer a number of services that solve some of their problems. For example, we offer just general consignment, whether it's one item in one of their clients or their own homes that they would like to consign, or even a buyout. Sometimes we'll have real estate agents call us and ask us, they've got clients who are moving out of the country and they prefer just to leave without any loose ends.
So sell everything outright.
Sell everything outright, and we go in and give them a purchase price.
Mm-hmm.
The other service we offer is appraisals, mm-hmm. where lots of times realtors, because they are interfacing with the seller and the buyer, so oftentimes there's a buyer who would like to buy the possessions in the house, but no one knows how to evaluate.
I see.
So we come in and we evaluate it, and we can give them that information as to what the real market value is.
Now, this was actually a setup question because I already know that you have a long-time relationship with a number of real estate brokers here in town, and there are a lot of real estate brokers that listen to the show. So the message is that you're a proven quantity with the people in our community, if I was a real estate broker out there, why, again, would I want to call you specifically? What would be the reason why I would do that?
Well, there's one other service that we offer, which is the on-site estate sales, which lots of times I get calls from brokers. We deal with brokers, trust offices, and attorneys. And with the brokerage community, oftentimes, as you know, in Santa Fe, one of the major assets for most people is their home, their real estate.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily the contents, although, gosh, Santa Fe has some wonderful items and people have furnished their houses just beautifully. The items in the house sometimes are secondary to the decision of the real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, the items in the house, the real property, has to be taken care of in order for the real estate transaction to proceed.
Uh-huh.
So we get calls from realtors, and sometimes 2-3 days before a transaction is to be completed, the house needs to be emptied out.
I see.
All contingency being removed, we are at the point where it has to be done.
Right.
What can you do for us?
I see. Well, that's a very good reason, and fortunately that's happening more and more often as this market is getting to improve.
True.
I just received an email, actually, Stephen, from Sally. Hi, Stephen. I have a bunch of things I want to sell. What are your best sellers under a consignment arrangement? I guess that maybe is hard to answer because
it is hard. But, Sally, what I would say is the way we operate is we ask our customers to, if at all possible, email us pictures of what they have, and I will respond to you in a timely manner within 24 hours with an estimate.
Uh-huh.
There's no one particular category of item that's selling right now. I can tell you what's not selling right now better than I can tell you what is selling.
I see. But that list would be sort of
it's
long,
huge.
Too, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's big. But like I have said, Santa Fe is an interesting market, so it really comes down to each individual piece and how interesting it is to the public.
Uh-huh. Gino Thompson, my producer, I think I'm going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. We're having an interesting conversation with Stephen Eatree, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today I have Stephen Eatree, who is co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery, as my in-studio guest. We are talking about a number of things associated with what a consignment gallery does. But before we go back to our conversation, I just wondered if you're thinking about building a new home or updating the one that you're in, converting your garage into a living space, or actually building a guest house. You know, choosing a contractor is an important decision. And that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019. For your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all of their custom building services. And by the way, Jeff Major is going to be doing a call-in interview with us in the second half of this show, so we look forward to that. Hopefully you're listening, Jeff. Anyway, back to my special in-studio guest, Stephen Eatree, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery located on Cerrillos Road, an institution here in town, as we've talked about. Stephen, you were framing some of the things that your consignment gallery is doing here for clients, be they owners of property, people who want to sell their possessions, or real estate brokers. Let's go back to something that really sort of was of particular interest to me, and that is the on-site estate sales. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, it's kind of probably the most exciting of everything that we do, in that we never really know what it is that we're getting into until we actually step into a home. And as I mentioned earlier, Santa Fe is a destination for interesting people and interesting things. And so I am constantly surprised by what I see in homes. I am approached by realtors, as well as I had mentioned prior, trust officers and attorneys, to liquidate the possessions in a home for numerous reasons, whether it's a deceased situation, or if it's people moving on, selling a second home, or moving out of state.
Mm-hmm.
There is the need, oftentimes, to move, if not everything, a good portion of what is in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So doing it on site is a very practical way of doing that. Rather than packing everything up and moving it and spending that, making that expense in addition to all the other expenses people deal with, if you do it on site, there's no shipping, moving expenses. Everything is sold on site, whether it be, I've had customers who have actually handed the keys to the car in the home over to me and said, this is the address, send the money.
Mm-hmm. Now, you explained a couple of reasons why an on-site estate sale may occur. Some of those have nothing to do with the current economy. Someone
right.
passes away. But is the state of the current economy driving that more or less?
I'm not sure that it has changed. I don't know that it has changed the frequency that we are doing it that much, that drastically. I would say it has not driven people to sell their possessions. Thank God, fortunately, people are not finding themselves in that position as they are in other communities. But we here in Santa Fe, because we have always been traditionally and historically a real estate-driven economy in many realms, real estate does drive a lot of decisions. And as I had mentioned, realtors use our services to help them prepare a home for a transaction,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be going in and pulling out just those items that their customers no longer can use or no longer have a place for, or those customers that have a second home or for whatever other reasons, and there are many, decide that everything that they're going to sell everything in the home,
mm-hmm.
and selling on site makes sense.
Yeah, and one of the three principles of current real estate, at least among the broker community, is the house has to be in great shape, it has to be well priced, and it has to be staged well. So
that's
what
right.
you're talking about is you're actually augmenting the mm-hmm. staging component that's critical to the successful sale of a property, right?
Yeah, that's right. Right. Lots of times we'll be called in it just happened last week where a realtor called us into a home and said, we sat and spoke to the owners, and while it was a home, it was furnished, there were collectors, and it was full to the brim, and they loved their home just the way it is. It really wouldn't show the home as well as if they had lightened the load and kind of removed a good portion of what was in the home, so
sure.
they could, the customers, the buying customers, can actually see what's in the home.
Right, and this is always hard for a seller to do because they say, well, that thing over there is incredibly important.
Right.
Well, it's important to you, but you're absolutely right, Stephen. To a buyer, it may be totally irrelevant. And frankly, there is a sort of a philosophy out there among some brokers that you almost depersonalize your property, take all the pictures out, things that basically relate to who you are, because the psychology is that a buyer wants to see the house for themselves,
right.
not for you. Well, anyway, actually, you've helped me segue, Stephen, to a little segment that we do every week, which is our legal topic of the week, because you were talking about the fact that you occasionally speak to lawyers
mm-hmm.
dealing with estate situations. So, indeed, I think I hear the music coming up there. Indeed, there it is. Thank you, Gino. It is time once again for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. This week, attorney Janice Ahern will offer her thoughts on purchasing a condominium residence. Unlike single-family homes on subdivided lots, the purchase of a condominium residence differs in a variety of ways. First, financing of the purchase can often be more difficult in the current real estate market. While mortgage brokers and banks can readily assist qualified buyers of single-family homes, condominium purchase financing has its own set of difficulties. For instance, lenders generally are more concerned about how a condominium will be maintained, owned, occupied, and insured. In addition, a lender is interested in how condominium association assessments are to be paid by a prospective owner. Under these circumstances, many buyers find that financing a condominium purchase is available only through a local bank. This financing is called a portfolio loan, which are loans that are owned by the local bank and not sold to investors. Another issue buyers of condominiums need to be aware of is the fact that condominiums are not exempt from zoning requirements. Specifically, city or county zoning ordinances still apply to the land a condominium is built on. This can become an issue when, for instance, an owner converts an existing building in order to separate one or more condominium units. Under this scenario, the reality may be that this conversion does not comply with the zoning requirements. For this reason, it's critical that a buyer always make sure that each condominium unit is recognized by the appropriate zoning authority as meeting density and other zoning requirements. A buyer should also obtain and review all documents that relate to the operation of a condominium development he or she may be interested in buying. A condominium disclosure statement or a resale certificate should include all recorded documents that affect the use of the residence. These documents should also include all financial information, such as the current condominium association budget, as well as the status of expenses paid, like insurance, and the amounts of reserves for necessary building repairs. These documents should be obtained from either the condominium association or building management company. As it turns out, no other source will have a complete set of the most up-to-date documents. Lastly, it is also important that all buyers obtain a condominium endorsement to their title policy at the time of purchasing a condominium. This endorsement, available at a cost of just $35, provides a buyer some insurance coverage if the condominium documents fail to comply with state law. Thanks again to Attorney Janice Ahern for providing us with an informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding the purchase of a condominium residence, please go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Juno Thompson, it's a little, it's not that late, but let's go ahead and take a quick break here and I'll take a glass of water. So please stay tuned. I'm here today with Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stevens, a consignment gallery here on All Things Real Estate. We'll be back in a minute.
ETRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today I have Stephen Etri, who is the co-owner of Stevens, a consignment gallery down on Cerrillos Road, as my special in-studio guest. We've been talking about a number of things associated with what his company does. Intriguing, during the break and on the heels of my commentary from the Reuben Katz Law Firm about condominiums, you made a point to me, Stephen, about doing on-site estate sales at a condominium development.
Right. Right. Yeah. What we have found over the years, we've been doing this for a number of years here in Santa Fe, and what we have found is that each condominium association, townhome association, or HOA, has different, generally they have different regulations and rules about how their members can conduct on-site sales. Some just downright prohibit them. Mm-hmm. Most allow on-site sales. Some have specific requirements. Mm-hmm. And we've seen with some of the associations in towns a varying degree of requirements and interest that they want us to address before we can conduct an on-site
sale. For instance?
Well, for instance, you know, there's a particular townhome association here in town that requires all sales to be private sales, as far as you cannot do public entry, and that would be you need to control who's in there, at what time, and how many people you have.
How can you do that?
Well, you know, we did it, and we did it successfully.
You hire security?
We have my own staff out there. We ask people to call in and get reservations, get an appointment, like at a restaurant, to have your reservation to come and shop. You know,
that's great.
Though we usually are allowed to have a certain number of people in at a time, and we make sure they come from the gate to the dwelling, and we make sure they get back from the dwelling to the gate, and then the next people come in.
Well,
I mean, it's all, you know, every estate sale we have done, I can say that no two are exactly alike. Every single one has its own issues that have to be addressed.
And the point is that what you're making here is that you will work with the condominium association, the homeowners association,
that's
to
right.
meet all their – obviously those that disprohibit it outright.
That's right.
For any, I mean, there's no sense in – you have to figure out another way of doing it
off-site.
But,
mm-hmm.
but you guys work on it. And I have a little secret, which I know you can't say on air because we talked about it at the break, about some of the communities that you are – maybe exclusively working in,
mm-hmm.
but we won't say that because the competition will be calling them immediately. But anyway, I encourage people to go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, and go to the sponsor page after you click on the radio show icon. Right there is a big logo of Stevens, a consignment gallery. Click on it. You'll find the contact information for Stephen.
That's right.
Give him a call. Actually, I've called your gallery on several occasions, and your staff is incredibly friendly.
Yeah, they are. They're great people.
Have they been with you for a while?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I have staff that's been with me for 18, 14, and 6 years.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
You must be doing something right, huh?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah.
And every day is a new day. That's what makes it exciting and what makes going to my place where I earn a living not a job.
Yeah. I feel very honored to have Stephen Etri on the show today because Sundays are very special to him. He spends most of his Sundays with his family up in Pagosa Springs,
that's right.
Colorado. And We were able to drag him away from his family. They probably have a picture of me on throwing darts at it today, but so I ruined the one Sunday trip up to Colorado. But delighted to have you. And actually, I want to talk for a moment about something you did very special this summer, which you do, I believe, annually. The event this summer was very unique, right. But you always get together with your, how many people in the family? 60?
I come from a very large Italian Catholic family. So we have 7 boys and 1 girl in our family.
Wow.
And we just completed a trip to Europe, a 2-week trip, an Italian Mediterranean cruise, mm-hmm. and then London. Uh-huh. And it was 53 of us.
Yeah. I remember when Stephen was telling me about this, Gino, I asked him, well, are you going to be doing business over there? And he said, absolutely not. The family won't let me do that. But more importantly, you said that actually going over there and looking for things for your gallery is really not the way to do it anymore, is it?
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, that whole formula of business has changed quite a bit. I mean, we are a world economy. A lot of what was once difficult to find here and you had to go elsewhere for has now found its way here to the United States and vice versa. You know, not necessarily are the bargains to be found going to Europe. I mean, look at the exchange rate. Mm-hmm. It's probably vice versa. The bargains to be found here for the Europeans, quite frankly.
Well, that's true. So, and you're seeing, you have, as you were telling me before the show started, you have quite a few Europeans that are here during the summer months regularly shopping in the gallery.
That's right. And we've seen an increase in that. Over the last 5 years, we have seen an increase of the number of European customers that we've been dealing with in mm-hmm. Dealing with shipping and packing and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And just again, because for some people, those handful of people that have never been into Stevens at Consignment Gallery, again, the thing that was astounding to me, and Gino Thompson, my producer, was talking about the fact that he's actually bought stuff at your gallery.
Sure.
Talk for just a minute about sort of the array of things that you have there, because it really is astounding. I mean, I know you can't tick off everything. We don't have more than, you know, 30 minutes of the show, and it take 5 hours to do it, but a little bit of the areas of stuff that you have.
Well, you know, I think that it would be safe to say that at any one time in our history over the last 26, going on 27 years, that we have had a sampling of almost anything you can discuss, whether it be ancient Greek coins that were pulled up from the bottom of the sea to early American furniture that came out of the White House, to original mid-century modern pieces that people are there's a high height of interest in these days, to I had a mummified falcon at one time in the gallery.
That must have been a hot item.
Actually, it didn't last long. It's a very unusual item.
Yes, well, because you don't have too many of those around.
Right? Yeah, there aren't. And that was, I'm never cease to be amazed by what comes through our doors. Mm-hmm. Like I've said, Santa Fe is a wonderful town for what it is that I do.
And you were mentioning during the last break about one of the items. You have a very prized Gibson guitar.
Yeah, we've got a 1962 classic wide-body Gibson C400. It's a 1962 beautiful tiger maple. Just a sweet guitar. And that's one of those pieces that came in off the street.
Mm-hmm. But again, going back to for the audience, because you set it up so nicely about all the things that you do from a real estate standpoint, these are interesting items, and I encourage people to go there just to wander around. It's like going to a museum to look at stuff.
It's been said. I've had customers who have said to me that they have us on their guest list of places to go. It's an easy place to go from 10 to noon, 10 to 1. They spend 2 or 3 hours there, and then they meet up for lunch, and they come back and see what else they can find.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the important thing is that you do have a number of items that would be important from the standpoint of a real estate broker, items that could actually go into a house for staging purposes. I mean, we talked about taking stuff out, correct?
Right. We work closely with a number of stagers in town. We have brokers who do their own staging, who have been and continue to be frequent shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
We go back, you know, we know our customers by how far back do we go. Do we go back to our Guadalupe address, or do we go to the Sirius Road address, and how long that's been?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those people in the that work in the real estate community who do just that. They do staging.
Mm-hmm.
And they are always moving furniture and moving it around and looking for one particular piece to fit a particular spot.
Mm-hmm. And again, as I said earlier, one of the main principles of successful real estate marketing is correct staging. So that's a clientele that always is going to be finding good stuff to secure at Stevens Consignment Gallery. Gino Thompson, I think we're set up for our next little segment here, which is actually something that we're doing very special today, and that is we have Jeff Major, one of the principals of Major Development Incorporated, on the line with us. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine, Ray. How are you?
Very good. And, again, just full disclosure to the listeners, Major Development is one of our sponsors of the radio show. We're proud to have you on board. You guys are the newest sponsor that we have, you and Dina Major. Jeff, today we want to really sort of pose the general question that I think is on the minds of most people, and that is, why would I want to build right now, or is it a good time to improve my house?
Well, that's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked it. Now is a great time to be buying or remodeling for a number of reasons, one of which was it Alan Hoffman was on earlier today?
Andrew Hoffman. Uh-huh.
Andrew Hoffman, I'm sorry. And he was talking about the FHA financing.
Correct.
And this is something that Dean and I, a couple weeks ago when we were on the show, not directly FHA housing or financing, but the idea that you can go in, remodel your house, end up with a new mortgage, possibly be paying less money because you refinance at a lower interest rate,
uh-huh.
and you have a more valuable property, and you have a more livable property, a more enjoyable property to live in.
And you're paying less on your mortgage if you refinance it, right?
Exactly.
So actually doing this, you're increasing the square footage, you're increasing the value, and you're paying less money. Like, this is what you would call a no-brainer, right?
Well, I believe it is. And just today before the show, I was on the Internet pulling some information in terms of raw material costs,
mm-hmm.
Such as copper, steel, lumber. And those are all on the move. And they're going up. For instance, copper in February was under $2 per pound.
Uh-huh.
Now it's almost $3.
And the reason why is this just general global economic situation?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And copper is one of the key economic indicators globally.
Uh-huh.
And so if it's going up, that means the raw material in your house, the wiring, is going to start to increase. But it also means that just the economic engine in general, not only nationally but globally, is starting to move.
Uh-huh.
Steel, the same thing. Steel is up 50% since February. Lumber jumped $10 on Tuesday, which is the maximum amount it can jump in any given day. And the uptrend, we've seen an uptrend in lumber for the last 2 months.
So the message with this, Jeff, is that beyond just building something from the ground up, a total rebuild, is that these price increases for raw materials are also impacting on renovation. If you're thinking about doing something, don't wait until they get out of sight, right?
Absolutely. And one other feature, one other aspect here of the ability to take advantage of these good rates is like we talked about, the mortgage money. And the Fed just announced, I don't know if you're aware, but they just announced this week or last week that in October they're going to stop buying treasuries,
uh-huh.
which means mortgage rates will soon start going up.
Right, which we have been basically telling as brokers to all of our clients, our buying clients, is that don't wait until we hit the bottom on prices, which we think we have hit, but you also have the corollary issue of interest rates going up, and all of a sudden what you wanted to buy is going to cost you more money all the way around.
Exactly. It's at least a double impact. You're going to pay more for the product. You're going to pay more for your mortgage. And you can read a lot of different articles in the paper. Everybody has an opinion.
Uh-huh.
But the numbers, they don't lie.
Right, they don't, indeed. Well, Jeff, I've got about a minute left in our conversation today. You've given some valuable information. What would be the two or three bullet points you want to leave with the listeners as far as either building or renovating right now?
Well, right now, because we have enjoyed a correction in the market, and building materials are still down from their highs a year and a half ago, there is a good opportunity for folks to save money.
Uh-huh.
And for instance, let's say you wanted to build a 2,500 square foot house. my normal price for a luxury home. And, you know, it's hard to peg exactly, you know, what that means. But let's say, you know, a nicely finished house and my normal price being $200 a square foot. That house would cost $500,000.
Uh-huh.
Right now with the 15% discount that we're able to give with the economic, with the economy being where it's the shape it's in, a 15% discount, that same 2,500 square foot house would now cost $425,000.
Wow,
that's a $75,000 savings.
That's a great savings, and that percentage reduction in price applies to your renovation work as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Jeff Major, principal of Major Development Incorporated, one of the sponsors of All Things Real Estate, really appreciate you calling in today. I hope that the listeners take advantage of what you're suggesting, that now is the time to pursue these kinds of things. Go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon. Go right to the sponsor page, and you'll see Major Development. Click on that and be in touch with Dina and Jeff Major. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for calling in.
Thanks, Ray. Nice talking with you. Have
okay.
a good weekend.
You bet. You too.
Bye.
Bye. You know, Gino Thompson, I think I'm going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. I have my special guest here in the studio, Stephen Etrey, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. We'll be back in a minute.
D.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we've been having a very fun conversation with Stephen Etrey, the co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. Before we go back to our conversation with Stephen, we're going to do our regular weekly segment, which is brought to you by the Los Alamos National Bank, and it is the Open House of the Week. Today I have my good friend and colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Jacob Martinez, on the line. Good morning or good afternoon, Jacob. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well, Ray. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I believe that you are at 1004 Sierra Del Norte, correct?
That is correct.
Well, you know how this works, Jacob. We've got the two-minute football drill where you have 2 minutes to sell Stephen Etrey, Ray Post, Gino Thompson, but most importantly, the listeners on all of the qualities of Sierra Del Norte. Go.
Okay. Well, 1004 Sierra Del Norte, a lot of features in the home. One to mention off the hand is the 4.5% financing. That's through LA&B. That's a no-closing cost loan for 30 years. That's huge. Not to mention that the house is a brand-new home with an existing one-year builder's warranty and a 10-year roof warranty. The house boasts
Hello?
7 acres, four-bed, four-and-a-half bath.
Hey, Jacob, I'm losing you on that cell phone. We sound like we're in a wind tunnel. I think I've lost you there. But you know what I can do is I can tell the listeners exactly what's going on at that property. Again, Jacob was talking about the fact that it is a four-bedroom, five-bath property that's about 4,400 square feet in size, which at this price point of $949,000 is about $215 a square foot, and we know that that's a very good price to be at. For a property of this magnitude. Again, the property is located out east on Artist Road, which is actually Hyde Park Road. You go left on Gonzales, make a right on Paseo de Serra, and that takes you right to Sierra Del Norte. I'm sorry that we lost you, Jacob. That is the problem with technology and a cell phone and at these open houses. Listen, I know you're tuning into the show, and I want to encourage all of the listeners to take a trip out there. This is in the northeast section of the city. It's a fabulous property, great price. Go and visit Jacob today, and just to check my notes here, I believe he is going to be at the property from 12 to 3. So that's Jacob Martinez. Listen, thanks so much. I hope your sellers appreciate this plug on their beautiful property. Bye-bye. If you're still there. Anyway, back to my conversation with my special in-studio guest, Stephen Etrey, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. We've been talking a lot about on-site estate sales, and I think maybe one of the things I want to ask rhetorically of you, Stephen, mm-hmm. is for people in the real estate community, brokers, agents, people that are associated with real estate brokerage firms, what is it that they can expect from you if they engage you to be involved
right.
in an on-site estate sale?
Sure. Well, the first thing we want to do is an evaluation. We want to know what it is that we would be working with as far as the quality, the amount of the sheer volume of the task in front of us. And we that there's no charge for that. What I do is generally I'm able to vet estates by the phone as far as the number of rooms, how long the people live there, whether they're walking away from a completely furnished home or whether it's going to be a partial liquidation. And then at that point, we do an actual on-site evaluation, give some recommendations. Those evaluations do not always lead to on-site sales. Uh-huh. They often lead to a consignment or a buyout. But on the on-site sale portion or opportunity that's available, option that's available, kind of to break it down, the way it works is once we've done the evaluation, we go on, we have an agreement, a very simple agreement with the consignor, that's the person selling the items in the home, that these are the things we will do. We will go into the home, merchandise it, make it look real juicy for the market. Uh-huh. We price everything. We do all the advertising, all the staffing, all the security. We take care of everything, right to the point where at the end of the sale, those items that have not sold that are of quality, we bring to our gallery on consignment basis. And that's our competitive edge. Nobody else can offer that.
I'm going to use that at our next sales meeting. I'm going to suggest it to our qualifying broker Tommy Gardner, that he use the phrase real juicy when he's describing how a house can be set up
exactly.
From a staging standpoint using Stevens at Consignment Gallery. Seriously, though, these are all important things for people in our community to know about because, again, you guys have been around for 26 years. You know the market. You have a fabulous array of products there. You know what needs to be done. You probably have done countless on-site and non-on-site. I guess that would be.
Well, we've done. We also have available to us auctions, but fewer and fewer people take that option.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't control what you're going to get for the items. One of the things I want to point out, and I think it's fundamental to using anybody who's in the consignment business, whether it be clothing, furniture, or sporting goods, anything, it really comes down to the reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, the people who are running consignment businesses like myself. We depend on our reputation and the trust relationship between ourselves and the sellers. We're receiving their possessions, and for many people, they're meaningful possessions, and they're trusting us to not only take care of them and to sell them, but to treat them with respect as, you know, as due.
Well, and what we all want, providing a quality product to all of our customers. Actually, I just got another email from Eric, and this will sort of segue into sort of the last couple of minutes of the show. Hi, Stephen. What are the advantages of me working with you rather than trying to sell antique furniture online?
Right. Great. It's a very good question. That question, we've been looking at that because we have seen a proliferation in our business of online sites that offer to people a venue for selling their items. What you don't get with online selling is the personal attention, the sales staffing. When we take items into our consignment, everything's insured. I have staffing. We re-merchandise everything. And what we give the buyer of your item the benefit of is the ability to come, look at it, touch it, feel it, take it home. If it doesn't work, we take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
If with online selling, what you have exposed yourself to is a very down pitfalls that has led to the growth of consignment galleries in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and that is when people were selling with classified, and that's what online trading is basically, is classified selling.
Mm-hmm.
You expose yourselves to some risks,
mm-hmm.
and when you have staffing professionals like my staff go into your home, you're not exposing yourself to people who you have no connection with, nor would you have any recourse with.
Sure. And part of it, again, going to your gallery and just seeing all the objects that you have there, a large part of this is tactile. You can't get that online. So, again, I encourage everybody to go over to Stephen's Consignment Gallery. We've got about a minute left, Stephen. Give me two or three bullet points you want to leave with the listeners today.
Well, what I'd like to leave with everybody is that we have been here in Santa Fe going on 27 years. We have pride in our integrity and our honesty. We have numerous people, customers that continue to use us, repeat customers, and that's what we want. We want to reflect positively on anybody who refers us, and that would be the real estate community.
Excellent. Well, first of all, I want to tell everybody to join us next Sunday. here on All Things Real Estate, because we're going to be doing our first remote broadcast of the show. Fingers crossed, Gino Thompson, my producer, will be here in the studio. I'm going to the Emerald Home, which is a fabulous home that's part of the Parade of Homes tour up in Monte Sereno, so please join us next week. It should be an interesting program. I want to thank you, Stephen Etrey of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, for bringing some very useful information to the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate and Jane back at the office for creating a terrific show. Thank you for tuning in today. And if you can, please join me this afternoon at my open house at 3 Camino Caruso, right next to the opera. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.